Hi, everybody. It's Mike O'Meara here to tell you about my ride for the house. Coming up the second Saturday in June, June 9th, we're all going to be at Patriot Harley-Davidson. Bright and early, it all starts at 8 o'clock in the morning. You don't have to be there right at 8, but get there around 8 o'clock. And we're going to have a ride for Fisher House. Fisher House provides housing for military families to be close to their loved ones when they are being treated for injuries and medical problems in the service of their country. Please join me at Patriot Harley-Davidson in scenic, beautiful Fairfax, Virginia for my ride for the house, a beautiful day of motorcycles and fun. It all wraps up at Jimmy's Old Town Tavern in Herndon, Virginia, where we have a fabulous day of fun in the sun. The ride for the house comes up Saturday, June 9th. Join me at Patriot Harley-Davidson in Fairfax.
The following program is brought to you by Moore Broadcasting. For more information, visit us at moorebroadcasting.com.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Mike O'Meara Show. I'd like to discuss what we're doing right now because I think it was worthy of discussion.
Yes. Do you think we need to discuss the fact that they're really letting us down?
I'm crushed with disappointment.
I perhaps overestimated them.
You are king of the threads.
Thank you.
I mean, you are.
Well,
king
I mean,
of
I know how to dress. Sure.
No, I'm referring to the threads on Facebook, of course.
Yeah. And what I did, I steered you towards a thread that I thought was a good idea.
Well, you did this when you put up the out of business retail outlets.
Whose mic sounds bad?
Hello?
Probably mine.
Someone's crackling.
Let's test them.
Yeah, it is. It's right. Number 8.
All right. See you guys. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Play with the play with the jack a little bit.
Hey. And then,
well, with the volume.
He yeah, always
do
does.
It on your own. Yeah. So Rob put a thread up with which was retail that's gone out of business here.
Where's Andrea? I think I saw her at Drug Fair.
At Drug Fair. And then somebody said, I think it was Woodward, no, Lothrop, and then Heckinger's, and then all these places that
and
have
then
gone
you,
out of business.
You won the thread because you said she was having lunch at O'Meara's.
At O'Meara's restaurant. Right. And that was the end. I was very, and Rob dubbed me king of the thread.
Right.
And so now it's not working.
No,
sorry.
Bye, guys.
Now you got to be. We got to figure that out. You guys work amongst yourselves.
Okay.
While we're doing the show. We have a little technical issue with Mr. Ronick's microphone. So these threads are fun, and it was the most fun I've ever had with a thread. Just reading the old out
right.
of business
yeah.
retail outlets. So
people played along
today
cleverly.
Before the show. Mm-hmm. I said I don't know how the subject came up, but Rob and I were discussing this, and I said, "How about old?" It was somehow old comedians came up,
right?
And we said, how about let's do a thread with old comedians?
Uh-huh.
And I said, well, we'll start with Kip Adada, mm-hmm. or maybe we'll start with Jack Carter.
Carter.
Buzz
yeah.
comes up with Jack Carter, and Jack Carter, I said, that's perfect. That's
yeah. a good one.
Obviously. And people
and
just,
relatively hot because he's on Shameless.
And, right. and what's crushing me is the inability for people to get the thread, to
right.
understand yeah. the thread.
All
they're
we
not
want
getting it.
Is old comics.
They're not playing right.
Right. And so I Rob and I have had to give two. Rob gave, right. I gave us the one that Buzz came up with, Jack Carter.
You're nurturing it.
And Alan Sherman.
Right.
Rob came up with Alan Sherman. Then uh-huh. I popped in with Kip Adada.
Which I countered with Toadie Fields.
And then right. Jim McGrath, who, you know, God love him, he gets it,
yeah.
but he doesn't play the right way because he writes, Shecky Green, ? What is this? LOL. Well, you ruin the thread when you go, what is this?
Yeah, don't
LOL.
Ask. Just
now,
play
here's
along.
A question.
Just play
you,
along.
What if you wrote someone that's relevant, like Chris Farley?
You see, that's not funny.
That would
though.
Ruin it also.
That's really not the thread.
We're going for irrelevant.
Do you know
then
any
how do you expect people to play along?
Do you know any of the names we've mentioned thus
no,
far?
No, I know. I heard of Shecky Green because Mike calls you that once.
That's right. Thank
it
you.
It could either be.
He looked so thoughtful when
yeah,
he said that.
Yeah, that's all I know.
See, the fact that we have to explain it could be either irrelevant or it could be dead.
Right.
Ancient.
Old,
yeah.
It could be.
Know,
so,
whatever.
So, for example, on the thread currently, we have Alan Sherman, dead.
Yes.
Jack Carter, irrelevant,
right.
but still making television.
Still on TV, yeah.
Kip Adada, I believe. passed away.
Vanished.
Really?
I'm not sure if he's still performing.
Yeah. Well, I
but
hope
if he's
he is.
If he is performing, he's irrelevant. Shecky Green alive?
Alive, but not relevant, and not relevant for a long time.
Not
you
relevant.
Know what? Because his name has become a punchline.
Toadie Fields
dead, and also
right,
yeah. really doesn't have all her legs.
Then Jim McGrath again wants to play, and this time I believe he's getting, and he writes, Nipsey Russell.
Nipsey Russell is a good one.
Yeah, you know what? Nipsey Russell's a winner.
Nipsey Russell.
Yeah, with a poem.
All right, before, but here, it's just, I take it extremely personally for some
right.
reason when someone doesn't get the thread.
We're playing a game here.
Yeah.
Let me,
and
let
I
me
thought
refresh.
We laid it out pretty suspiciously.
And of course, as everyone predicted, this will completely take me away from the show.
No, can I offer
on
one? If someone would like to snap it up and put
no,
it on the
no,
thread?
No, you have done, you and
yes,
I have done enough.
Yeah.
And that's not fun anymore if you and I are doing it. Because you
well,
know what?
I'm going to write it down to you because you're going to like it.
Do you think that?
And he's dead.
Do you think that what's happening on Facebook is translating here? Because I still don't know what's going on.
It's a thread that we put on my Facebook page.
No, I know.
With irrelevant or dead comedians. Fred Travellino would work.
That's a great one. I told you it was a great
Somebody
one.
Just wrote Charles Nelson Reilly.
Okay, good so maybe one. Now
Borderline.
They're getting it.
Yeah, yeah, but still sluggish.
But not really. You know what? Here's
sluggish.
The deal about CNR. Not a stand-up comic.
Charles Nelson Reilly.
An actor right. and personality.
A television personality
is
more than
ever.
That. His yeah. claim to fame was that that's back in the day when you could just have people that went on game shows and talk
yeah,
shows.
And,
right.
and wore
the
ascots.
Heyday, baby.
Yeah. And by the way, speaking of which, a special thanks to Trip Affleck for putting all the Liberace cuts on my wall last night. I really enjoyed watching them.
Like clips
to,
of Liberace?
Yeah, and trying to explain to Robert why he wore those clothes and why he played piano with so many rings. I said, Robert, he was truly an entertainer, this Liberace.
He was flamboyant. That's a,
yeah,
that's
then,
a word you can use with your son.
He said, Dad, Liberace said there is only two pianos like that in the world, and he owned them both. It was a diamond-encrusted piano. Mm-hmm. He said, is that true? I said, you bet your ass that's true.
Way to bring up the boy.
Speaking of game shows, yes. I was listening. I think I might have been listening to Stern, and Andy Richter was on.
Uh-huh. Yes.
And he mentioned that he was up for a game show on CBS. And
hosting?
he was supposed to host
cool.
The New Pyramid. You guys love that,
perfect.
Right?
Yeah.
And
bad choice for that
at
show.
At the last minute. This is again from Andy Richter, and I'm paraphrasing. Les Moonves decided to give the talk his slot, and the talk has his wife as one of the
yes.
hosts.
Really?
So the
yep.
pyramid was out, and the talk was in.
Oh my God! And yes. pyramid would have been so much better than a retread of The View.
Yeah.
We don't need another
yeah.
View.
Yeah,
but you know what? I don't think Richter would work in the host of that.
Speaking of the talk,
Rob Spiewak, what is that? Who would work?
Well, I was thinking Dave Price, but I would take the job if offered.
I think Richter would be an okay game show host.
Not
might
that
be okay.
one. That's, I think that show is a little too. Intellectual.
Yeah.
Do you think
yeah.
it requires too much energy? Because Andy Richter
he's
is
a low
lazy.
Energy guy.
Right.
He is so
right.
lazy.
That's
you know
why
what,
he's not.
You know
right.
what Richter would work? He would work in a reworking of the Match Game. He could do Rayburn's thing.
Because it'd be the slower
yeah,
pace.
Slower
right.
pace and funnier.
Speaking of the talk.
Yes.
Yes.
Our old friend Leah Remini, has anybody ever found out where that blew up and she just vanished from the talk? Was she? Was it?
All I know is it ended ugly and they threw her ass out. And the other.
Sounds
the other,
familiar.
The other gals yeah. on the show are thrilled that she's gone. She has a new sitcom coming on this fall on a different network.
Didn't she have a web only sitcom for a while or a web only show?
Wouldn't surprise
this
me.
Show shocks me because
I'm having
a
sitcom over here.
I thought
oh,
she, just a delightful person to work
well,
with.
Well, keep sitting on
that.
That
is
did
you? Just
no,
oh.
not at all.
No,
did
you,
all.
Yeah, at least you saved those
this,
from Tony.
This
yes.
schedule,
yes.
I could have done it for Tony. Yeah, I'll talk about that in a minute. But oh my God, I've sprayed the Dickens out of my computer.
Yeah, I saw you start spraying, and I said, "Is he spraying his computer?"
Now your computer is orange and sticky.
Oh no. Well, we better start the show.
Yeah.
S&D, thank you.
Listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Oh, is that the party over there?
I don't know. I'm a woman. Remember, I have a terrible sense of direction.
May I remind you that my big crime was making you fluffy pancakes? Okay, I'm getting a little sick of you dwelling on this.
Mitchell, I'm sorry. It's just a sensitive issue for me.
Okay.
Hey, guys.
Hey, so?
That's Jen, husband Rick, baby Diego. I don't get it either.
Hey, Jen, let me help you with that.
Oh.
Rick, how you doing?
We should do playgroup on weekends more often. It's nice to have the husbands around to help, right?
Oh, yeah, because that makes all the sense in the world, you as the husband.
Stop it, that's not what she meant.
Look at us, I could snap you like a twig.
Okay, every once in a while you say that thing about the twig, and I need you to know that it bothers me.
Sorry. There's nothing gays hate more than when people treat us like women. We're not. We don't want to go to your baby shower. We don't have a time of the month. We don't love pink.
You love pink.
No, pink loves me.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara. Buzz Burbank. Rob Spiewak. Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Live from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios.
Yay.
It's America's most beloved podcast, the Mike O'Mara Show. Downloaded more than 13.5 million times. We're heard in 150 countries
wow.
around the world. Don't call us today. We don't have time
Thank
for
you.
It.
We're much
Just
too
wanted
busy.
To,
Good
wanted
call,
to share
boss.
That for you.
Busy.
Anyway, our show today is brought to you by...
Somebody good.
The Mike O'Mara Show Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. MikeO'MaraShow.com will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit.
Yay. I was there last night shopping hair clippers.
Yeah, well, everybody nice. Should
I was.
Know.
You have no hair.
Well, I know that's the reason.
Regarding our partnership with Amazon, it's the greatest partnership because we have a partner that doesn't know we exist.
Yeah. How do you get a deal
you
like
know, it's
that?
It's kind of like my marriage.
Other than their accounting practices, yeah, where right. they pay attention to right, that, and they yes. say, hey, you've sold this much, so we'll give you this much percentage. Uh-huh. They give you more of a percentage the more you sell, right?
That's absolutely correct.
So we want you to buy everything. And everybody here on the show, we all buy our Amazon stuff through the Mike O'Mara
oh,
show.
Yes, we do.
And we ask you to do the same thing. That makes you a partner with our show if you
yeah,
do that, okay?
Thank you. Thank
that
you.
Works for you. Knock yourself out. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon.
Do it.
Amazon.
Amazon.
There we go.
Amazon.com.
They don't know us from Adam.
On the program today.
So to speak.
They don't know us from Amazon. Amazon. Morning television. Fun. I'll tell you all about my...
You do love your camera time.
Trip into Fox 5. And don't I look good?
You do. Uh-huh.
No, I tell you, know thyself. Yeah, that's so important.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I just adjusted my TV just to make sure.
You know, said, ownership of how you look, like when you're on TV.
I said, what do we need to do here? Pillar box it?
Right.
I said,
something. Ownership of how you look when you're on TV. Ownership of how you behave when you have lunch with Buzz. But anyway, just kidding. Morning television, we'll have that today. A trend in movies that I'd like to discuss.
Really?
And open the floor up for that.
Right.
Also, another fear to add to my seemingly growing list of irrational fears.
Well, no.
Earthquake?
It is a legitimate... No, I'll share it with you.
Okay.
The book tour continues. It's been a very busy week.
Yes, it has.
I'd like to talk about the tragic Kennedy family. I am...
really?
You
I know.
Know.
I thought you would.
I'm reading a book. I can't really talk... I'm reading a book about the Kennedy family.
Yeah.
And I probably can't talk about what's coming because I don't want to mess things up, but I'll have a pretty interesting story in the next
True
couple
enough,
of weeks
yeah.
that involves that. And
wow.
Also, Ann Curry, here's some advice. I've got some career advice for her. And I'm not going to slam her today.
Yeah. Constructive
I'm just
advice.
Gonna, I'm just going to lay that out for her. So we start with
Ann Curry.
Morning television. You know, I said this to Mark in the green room of Fox 5.
Beautiful room.
Here in D.C. today.
Is it actually green?
It's like every television station.
Of course.
Yeah. Is God. It better
it's
or
like
worse?
It's all pretty. It, the studio
Main
itself.
Street,
the couch, refrigerator.
The studio itself is one of the prettier television studios. I mean, from stem to stern.
Nice.
The entire broadcast space is very nice. They can do big things in that studio because it's not like some studios where they are jammed into a smaller space. Mm-hmm. They got the whole bottom floor of this building, and it's all TV. However, like every other TV station, green rooms and all the other,
Office space.
It looks like ass.
Right.
Yeah. Like everything like that.
Vending
machines
from Mad Men.
And it's just, you know you're old. I said this to Mark. You know you're old when I have so far done... two radio shows
and the TV show
and a television show with another radio show to do tomorrow and I'm not having any problem with it because I know all the people
right.
personally
that helps.
There's that sound again.
Unit 11
is that it? All right, we'll isolate it. I know
this
all
means,
the people.
Of course, that you can't go to RJ directly today.
That's going to change. That's going to change the show.
So let's go ahead and alter and make our
new microphone.
Hey, can I ask you a question without saying anything? You know that thing we talked about? You know that that you want to talk about at some point? How close are you to wanting to talk about that thing we talked about?
Soon.
Define soon. Give me.
Like today?
You're big on. He's big on soon.
Like today.
He's all about
he's
soon.
Big on soon.
And by
is soon, his favorite word.
Yeah. Soon is one of his. Soon. Yeah. I'm not putting. I don't want to put you on the spot.
No.
But so
any
soon.
Any idea?
1 week. 1 month.
June.
Oh, okay.
June.
All right.
A little ways then.
Okay. June rhymes with
he's
soon.
Good. He's good at that too.
Yeah.
Laying a month out there. But anyway. All right.
2013.
We'll check back with you.
I'm guessing it's going to be June 30 something.
So 1 to 5 weeks.
Yeah.
It's like a pregnancy.
I like him better with no microphone in
Yeah, I think we all do.
Where he yells off mic.
Yeah.
Especially if it sounds like that. Yeah. That's a good thing. So I know everybody. I know everybody.
Right.
And it's like I'm not going to do 98 Rock. I'm going to see people that I know and I consider them to be friends. And those are new friends. Then I'm going to do a TV show. Mm-hmm. And the guy I'm going to be talking to is a guy that I graduated with.
Right. Yeah.
So that's fun. And
great
tomorrow, going on with the Junkies. And I remember when the Junkies came into being.
That's
when
right.
They came into existence. And that's when I was playing golf with them.
Yeah.
And so it's a lot of fun
it's
doing this.
Week.
It really has been fun getting out there. But I tell you, the power of the Magic Box.
Mm-hmm. Oh, isn't it
compared
fun?
Compared to radio.
It's seductive, isn't it?
You sense right away the power of it.
Yeah.
you just get, you know, the feedback I immediately get from people I normally don't get feedback. Everybody loves the Magic Box, and Mark did just an outstanding job putting this this tape together from the ride for Fisher
Beautiful,
House last year.
Wonderful.
Which is coming up on June 9th, yep. And it was so cool to see that
the B-roll,
on Fox 5.
Yeah, that was great. Yeah. You know, I was very proud.
When I saw myself on camera, as far as I was concerned, I wished and I prayed that perhaps they could have just shown the motorcycles for the entire time. Because I seriously am one giant bowl of f***ing mashed potatoes.
Oh, now stop that. No. Stop with the language.
I am Jiggles the Jowl Clown, and that is all there is to it. That's right. Write it down. Quote me. I know it'll be quoted later on today. Mike O'Mara is Jiggles the Jowl Clown. That's a try not to laugh so hard, Buzz.
I'm sorry.
Jiggles the Jowl Clown.
At least we have a name for today's episode.
I love right. alliteration.
Yes, I know you do. Jiggles the Jowl Clown.
Did you say Jowl Clown is a hyphenated word?
I don't. You put it anyway. Write it down anyway. Yeah. Translate it into the Spanish, the working Spanish, too. So
yes,
I'm on the show, and here's the best surprise of all. I know what to expect. I know what TV studios look like. I know how they're going to, you know, either put me up on the set or we're going to sit on a separate set.
Right.
And I think, Mark, it looked to me like they were planning to do the segment from the interview set, I thought, and then they moved me over to the desk, and I think that's why, you know.
Move him over to the anchor desk. That'll cover half of his body.
Oh, no.
Move him over there.
That surprises me because I watch that show most every morning, and the interview set, the chairs look sturdy.
That's like being moved on an airplane.
I've lost weight since that ride last year.
No.
No?
About even?
No, I was lighter at that ride.
Oh. Well, that was probably right around where you had lost the most weight.
Right. Right. And then with the knee, boom, like that.
Saw pictures of
you. And now recently I've lost on weight, I've lost more weight.
Yes.
But I've got a long way. I've still got a long way to go. And I am not like Mr. Spiewak. I have my issues that I really don't care to discuss.
Right. And that's fair.
As long as we have a paid sponsor named Weight Not.
That's right.
We all have issues.
We all have issues.
We do.
So the best surprise of all. And I would like to personally say hello to the, is she the segment producer?
Yeah, she is.
Or is she the executive producer?
I don't think she's the executive, but I think she's a producer.
I don't care.
We don't.
Can you find something romantic, please?
Would you like it if she was a reproducer?
Would you now stop it? Do not soil this.
Yeah.
You're going to ruin it.
I wish as an old man, and you might call me a dirty old man, but I wish to send out a greeting because the surprise, the thing that I did not anticipate, one does not anticipate that the people that are behind the scenes are going to look like they really should be on the camera.
This woman is better looking than Tucker.
This woman is a stunning Asian beauty.
Oh, and she's already sent a note.
I know you did like not
to us,
tell
to,
me.
To us or to you.
To us. It says, it was a pleasure meeting you and Mike today. It was too much fun. I am now a bigger fan.
I would like to say hi to the producer over at Fox 5, Annie Yu.
Oh, wow.
Hello,
she's
Annie.
Gorgeous.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yes.
Hello, Annie.
Wow, she looks like Les Moonves' girl.
You know what?
Better. She is
really
much better.
She did not walk into the green room. She was not in there for 3 seconds when I said, how come you are not on TV?
Yeah.
And she was, oh, that's a little picture with her dog.
Yeah. Oh, that's her on the right.
Yeah.
She looks like she works out.
Oh, she was fit, very fit.
She really did.
Must you always throw the workout thing
out? I just said she.
Yeah, but sometimes I think it's because you work out.
What's wrong with that?
Because it pisses me
off. Have you ever heard someone say she looks like she eats?
Yes. Hey.
That doesn't work.
If she's alive, she looks like she eats because she can only go like a week and a half. Well, you see, now you're just, you know, making semantics.
Everyone has to eat. Both of you, stop ruining this for Mike.
I'm having a moment here.
Sorry. How tall is she? How tall is she?
She's not tiny. She's probably about 5'5",
That's
five,
about
six.
Right. I would say 5'5", 5'6",
and, and wanted her picture taken. And that at the very end, at the end of the segment, when Mark and I are leaving the Channel 5 studios, she asks to take a picture.
Yes.
And she wants to take a picture. And that's when I think, looking back on it, that's when I perhaps behaved a little inappropriately.
Well,
really,
not
and I'm
really
talking age appropriately. I know that I have a
started
young...
making Charlie Callis like noises.
Charlie Callis.
Yeah, put him on the thread.
I realized
he's a comic, Oscar.
RJ, would you be a dear?
Yes. What
turn,
you need, Mike?
Turn the air conditioning on. I'm getting all hot and bothered.
Well, of course you are.
Yeah. So I think I said something like that. Okay, absolutely. Come here, you. And I kind of went for her.
It's a good pun on her name, though.
Yeah.
Come here, you.
I said that.
No, she didn't pick up.
She didn't pick up on that one.
No.
It works either way.
Why you?
Yeah. You just have to turn it on.
You know, I think
you're going to ruin it if you play with it.
There have been occasions where I think I've answered too enthusiastically in a situation like that, and you catch yourself immediately. It's embarrassing.
She was just
never done that.
Stunning.
Well, you don't have to.
And the thing is, a woman can be an attractive woman, and this is really, and I'm going to throw my wife a compliment here.
Yeah.
A woman can be attractive, but a woman who... hey, chill out.
Sorry, I'm a little excited.
Melissa's mouth.
Damn. And you too. Today, we're focusing on you.
A woman can be attractive and just be there. But then there are women like my wife who not only is the canvas beautiful, but when she's ready to go out, she puts some effort forward.
Sure.
She makes herself look nice. Well, this lady
obviously. She learned that from her husband.
Yeah, of course. My hours in front of the mirror.
Oh, I must trim.
I'd say if I'm passing the 11-minute mark, something's terribly wrong. And sometimes that includes a dump.
Yeah, Mike is being hosed down for the evening.
That's right. Elvis shower. Of course, after Friday with the new high-def cameras, hygiene will be number one.
Yay.
So anyway, yeah, I really, I'm making an effort to look better.
Yes.
Because we're going to make the studio look better.
Right. Yes. Not me.
Good for you.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to say it was a pleasant surprise.
Mm-hmm.
And she said she has been on camera one time.
Yeah, she filled in there for their on-the-field location person when she had gone on maternity leave. She took over for like 3 months on Fox.
Yeah, well, you can mention the name of the person. It's Holly Morris.
That's right.
And if you know the history of Don and myself, I was exercising maximum self-control.
Yeah, you did a great job.
It's so easy to say, well, they ought to just get together and maybe make it. No, I didn't want to do that. I didn't want to do that. And it was as nice as it was to see Tony.
Yes.
And
what I wanted to ask. How was Tony?
Tony
was there?
Tony is... such a great friend.
Yes.
He's been so nice to me.
Yes.
He's one of my college buddies.
A great supporter.
That I've kept in touch with. I am very proud of the fact that I have my some of my childhood buddies. We had lunch with my buddy Ron Kirsch week.
Mm-hmm.
And Tony, and I saw Jeff Newman recently. Guys from college. I'm so proud that I've kept in touch. And also I'm proud that I've kept in touch with my childhood friend, Joey, in Facebook. Mm-hmm. It was great. Did I mention that exchange with Joey?
I don't know if you did.
No, you had. You did it off air.
Joey, growing up, my childhood friend Joey Pasker and I were in Central Connecticut. And like many towns in Central Connecticut, there are Yankee fans and there are Red Sox fans. And so Joey and I would butt heads. He was a Yankee fan. I was a Red Sox fan. My father, I don't think my father ever liked him because of that.
I think my
father just couldn't get by it a lot, you know, because Joey would come over, especially like late in our high school, you know, say, "Hey, Mr. O, looks like you got walloped last night." Right, Joe? Yeah.
Aren't all Yankee fans named Joey?
It would be a combination of the fact that Joey busted my dad's chops about the Red Sox and that, you know, perhaps his son was out with him the night before doing 80 miles an hour side by side on a 2-lane road on Route 2.
So both those things.
You know, because Joey and I would race. We were competitive on a lot of levels. He drove his father's Delta 88, and I drove my father's Plymouth Satellite Sebring.
Nice.
And
you should win that, I think, on paper.
I do not offer this for any kids to
do.
But keep in mind, this is when, you know, speeding and drinking and driving was legal.
There was no drinking involved. We
of
were too young.
Not. I'm right. just saying that this is that era.
We were too little. Yeah. But we just got licenses, and we were known on occasion.
Good.
Route 2
yes.
was a 2-lane road.
You want to race? Yeah.
And we were known to flip a coin each time we were doing it to see who would be in the lane where the oncoming traffic
Jesus.
Was.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my God. And you just got your
F,
license.
Man?
My town was small. There were the overwhelming.
How small
it was so
was
small.
It?
No, The overwhelming odds were that there wouldn't be a car coming in the other direction.
Yeah, but the fact that there are odds. Yeah.
Well, the odds were also the flip of the coin to see who goes in that lane. And
you've been gambling since youth.
And
Jesus.
Also, but also, you know, if it's coming, you're going to get in the other lane. But
or
the,
what if the other guy freaks out and tries to get into the lane, and then you hit each other head on?
You know, thank God it never happened.
What if a meteor
rebel without
came
a cause.
From the sky?
Thank rebel God. Without a cause. I saw America's favorite disc jockey ends up in a ravine.
Was it Christine?
Tragic, really?
Yeah, that movie.
Yeah.
The best was
I love Christine.
We were on a back
great
road. In
the haunted Delta 88.
There was a song they tried to make the state song when I was growing up called The Hills of My Connecticut. And uh-huh. it failed miserably.
Can't imagine.
But we were in the hills of my Connecticut, and it was another time where I had the satellite. Joey had the Delta. He had a bigger engine in the Delta, so he'd wax me most of the time. But if it came to being nimble on corners, I'd beat him. And we were on
Mike Andretti.
A hilly mountain-type road, and I had passed him, and he beat me almost routinely, and it would kill him if he didn't. And I got the jump on him, and I had some people in the car, and I'll never forget.
Bronze.
We came down this hill, Joey was like, I'd gotten so much on him that I could just see the headlights in back of me, far in back of me. And I took a left, and we came down to a T intersection, and there was a little farmhouse across the T, and a little white picket fence, and I took the turn, and we came down. You got to really hit the brakes, and then take the sharp left turn. And I remember looking in my rearview mirror to see Joey going through the T intersection, spinning backwards, and he gathered himself.
Yes,
I'm sure we left a note for the farmer.
Perhaps he overcorrected.
But it was
a lot of songs were written about that kind of behavior.
yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
When I was a DJ,
a lot of eulogies as well.
Briefly, when I was a DJ, they made me play oldies for a while, and they were really, really old, greasy, nasty oldies. And included on those were what I came to call a dead teenager songs.
Yep.
And there are a number of them, and so I began to highlight the dead teenager song of the morning.
Yeah.
Drive carefully, kids, and then roll last kiss. Or something like that.
The car was parked on the railroad track.
I hate that.
Thinks he did. I was where has my baby gone?
That's
great
the one.
Song. Yeah. Great song.
No, where can my baby be?
The Lord took her away from me. Yes,
that song's about death.
Oh,
cars.
Yeah.
It's about a car wreck. Huge
teenage car wreck.
Do you have it?
Yeah, I was going to go. This is the one.
Son, you're going to drive and drinking if you don't
stop driving that hot rod Lincoln. Joey and Mike going out for a drive on Saturday night in Glastonbury, Connecticut. There we go. Joe's going to take his Delta 88, and Mike's going to take his Satellite Sebring.
You heard the story of the hot rod race.
Got to play Aware Aware.
It's called Last Kiss.
Yes.
Last Kiss.
Jay something or other.
I hear that song
the Cavaliers
at bars.
And it was produced
all
by Major
the time.
This next song was, there was one summer in Maine where my sister and my cousins, who were all much older than I was, my sister's 7 years older, played this song incessantly.
I hate this record.
This song.
That's it.
Do you have it?
It's coming up. Major Bill Smith produced this. It was on like Cam Records.
This is,
like 1962, I think.
This you have no idea how many times they played this. What summer was this?
I think 62.
Where can my baby be? The Lord took her away from me.
And you know what? It wouldn't be as relevant today, but Pearl Jam covered it.
That's where I know.
Oh, that's right. And that explains it.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
And they did a pretty good job.
They did a you
Major
know what?
Bill did not produce this.
They did an amazing job on this cover.
Yeah.
I thought they improved the song.
I still hate the song. I liked Pearl Jam, but I still hate the song.
Yeah, but this is like the anthem to when I was growing up as well. I just remember hearing it all, and you still hear it all the time.
The anthem of Oscar's youth, you know, when he would go down to Mel's Drive-In and go cruising up and down the strip.
Beach Week, Ocean City.
We will take a break, and when we come back, lots more to talk about. A trend in movies. Watched a little pay-per-view, and I'm getting tired of movies doing what they did to me last night.
Mm.
And another fear to add to the list.
Yes.
That and lots more coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I'll never forget the sound that
Well, Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, ladies and gentlemen. We are delighted to have you with us. Our second segment is brought to you by our good friends at Wait Not. We talked about it before. Wait Not rocks, everybody. We are delighted. Now, do I have a letter from Wait Not?
You have a letter from Stacy from Lake Havasu.
Stacy from Lake Havasu.
You can't miss it because it's all marked up with magic markers
and
stuff. And
I forgot the birthdays. I just realized that. I got to do that. I think everybody is everybody expecting that on Thursday that I should do
Thursdays is the birthday.
You know, you could do it tomorrow and really mess them up.
Let's do that. Birthdays will be on tomorrow's show.
Tune in.
This comes from Stacy, as Buzz mentioned. I'd like to share a quick Wait Not success story. Mm-hmm. My fiance has had weight issues for the past 25 years. I have been talking to him about Wait Not and everyone's success stories on the show for a while, but he kept delaying due to holidays and family vacations. Mm-hmm. After 8 months of discussion and a doctor visit that ended with the threat of having a daily multiple insulin injection, he finally agreed to start the program. He recently finished the first 30 days of the program and is currently 30 pounds lighter.
Uh-huh. That's a pound a day, folks.
He is off his blood pressure medication and half of his diabetic medication. He's lost 3 inches off his gut and his ass.
Nice.
I have no idea how he's able to sit in a chair. We are both very happy, and I enjoy telling my skeptical sister-in-law, see? It really works, just like it did for the Mike O'Mara Show.
Now, was that S-E-E or the letter C?
C. Your faithful listener from Lake Havasu, that is Stacy. And unbelievable
Havasu.
Results you can believe in. Yeah. That is WaitNot, WaitNot.com. You can go to our website, and they will link you there. We thank you in advance for that. I am just throwing paper.
You got papers everywhere.
And you can save money this
month. How's your thread doing?
The thread, let me double check, because there were people, were as soon as we mentioned it.
Yeah, I think they're into it now.
They went crazy.
Has it matured?
They get it.
Let me check. I like when a thread matures.
They're playing
ripens,
right now?
Yeah it's like a cheddar.
You feel like you've done something right.
Yeah, you do. You feel like you've given back.
Yeah, a little bit.
And that's really what I'm all about, is giving back.
Try to raise them right.
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, you're not. All right, so.
That is the furthest from the truth.
Dead or irrelevant?
Your Pilates instructor wrote me, by the way.
How's she
doing? That was awkward.
Yeah, I bet.
Oh, really?
That wrote me to tell me that Bob would actually pay. That Rob, a Spiewak, actually offers at times to tip her, but doesn't really tip her.
Oh.
That's better than the thread.
The offer is there.
I was going to read the thread. I don't want to read it.
And she said, I don't care because I've become great friends with Rob and his wife, and they've had me over for dinner.
She said that to me, too.
Yes.
She said that to me, too, that they are friends.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They are friends.
Friends. And, you know, it's what's better than a friend that you can take advantage of?
I mean, why not?
That's exactly. What friends are for.
Yes. That's exactly.
I hope to pay her back with something more precious than money.
But she didn't ask for money at all. She just said, I want to make sure you know that I'm not mad at Rob. I don't expect anything from Rob. We are friends.
Right. That is good. And did you mention that we'd love to have her come by the studio?
I didn't get that far.
In that little yoga outfit?
Yes. We'll get her in here. We shall get her in here.
See, once again, you've said too much.
I'm sorry.
In here for the real thing.
I'm all Annie-U'd up.
Well, yeah, and speaking of Annie-U and speaking of Bob Spiewak,
yes.
When I was trying to find a picture.
I love Bob Spiewak.
Has Bob already sold? Will you tell your father to put his penis away for 5 seconds?
They are friends on Facebook.
What if someone told him to do that in the summer of 1970? I wouldn't be here. So you settle down. Let him bone what he can.
Bob Spiewak has
friends
said the Facebook. So HBS mm-hmm. has already reached his
bank.
Talons out, his gray bearded talons.
Did they friend today or were they previously friends?
All it said was my mutual friends that I had in common, and he was one of them.
Of course. You got to find out when he did it today.
You know what? I'll text him right now.
He did it today.
He might answer.
We need resolution.
Jesus. All right. So on the thread here, it is the dead or irrelevant comedians thread. And I will not credit everybody's names because Rob and I started it. Alan Sherman, Kippadotta, Shecky Green, Toadie Fields, Nipsey Russell, Lenny Bruce, Charles Nelson Reilly, Soupy Sales, Tom T-Bone Stankus?
I've not heard of him.
That's a great name,
though.
Do
you have any?
I don't know.
Might be a fake one. Mort Saul. Thank you. Good night. That's from me. Let me see. Fred Travellina.
Uh-huh. Awesome.
Bernie Mac. Ray Johnson.
Yeah, he doesn't have to call me Johnson.
And that guy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Soupy Sales, that's a repeat.
Oh, Soupy. Yeah.
No, repeats allowed when you can read the thread.
Yeah, read the thread, people.
The late Milton Suppman, Mike.
Milton who?
Milton Suppman. That's Soupy Sales' real name. He's one of those notable North Carolina Jews.
All right, let me make sure I got all of them here.
Notable because he stood out.
Yeah. Indigo Montoya.
What's her name? Annie U?
Yes.
Okay.
Andre Doiron.
Don't know that.
I don't know. Red Fox, Uncle Cart. let me see.
He was actually an actor, not a stand-up.
Tom Dreesen.
Tom Dreesen doesn't count because I think he's pretty relevant and he's alive.
I don't know if I would call Tom Dreesen relevant.
He does Letterman.
Because Letterman's nice enough to give him a guest spot old once friend. Every yeah, 6 friend. Months.
All right, okay, that's partial credit. You're
Jack Cassidy.
Not a comic.
Buddy Hackett. Mitch Hedberg.
he's a handsome man.
We Doggies.
Don't know.
That must be a
Nashville comedian.
He's quoting Buddy Ebsen.
Jack Benny and Jackie Mason. So that's where we are with the thread so far. A trend in movies that I've seen recently, and I watched a pay-per-view because I was kind of out of my mind yesterday.
A singular film or a block of programming?
this movie was, I think because I watched Saturday Night Live where Liam Neeson guested, I decided to watch The Gray. This is a spoiler alert. If you're planning to watch this movie and you haven't seen it, turn down your iPod. Because the fact is, right now, it's a disturbing trend to watch a movie where everybody dies.
Wow.
And that's another one of everybody dies. Make a long story short, it's Liam Neeson out in the wilderness being chased down by wolves. Uh-huh. Start out with like 7 guys, and by the end of the, by the end of the movie, you're thinking, well, sad old Liam Neeson he's the hero. He's going to, you want to see the truck drive by.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I want to see the, bam, bam, where he's passed out and it's like, oh, how did he make it? I made it because I have a very, very good set of skills.
Yeah.
And at the end, you're thinking this moment's going to happen.
Right.
And he looks around and then you hear, and it's him. And he looks, I'm in the wolf's den. And you know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
And then he gets ready. They tease you again with a double tease where he's going to fight the wolf. And then they fade to black. Like, he got killed by the wolf.
Probably.
And I just think that's the.
Well, leaves it open for a sequel.
You were unsatisfied, weren't you?
Do we have enough tragedy in our world with it? Let's have some happiness.
You want some happiness?
No,
sure.
I'll tell you, if Annie U was producing that, wouldn't happen.
That's right.
No.
You rented. It's called The Gray.
The Gray.
Yeah. So if you wanted happiness, why didn't you go in a different direction?
Yeah. Why don't you rent The Red?
Because orange, I like my scary horror type movies, but I also like
You know what can happen.
A happy ending.
I'll give you. I think
Who
the movie
doesn't?
Is called. Here's a horror movie. I'll give you an example. Mm-hmm. I think this movie is called The Last House on the Left. It's a remake they did. Right? Is that where the evil guys break into the house and terrorize the family?
Sure.
And he's a doctor. And it ends up where he gets the guy and he puts him under general anesthesia and he cuts his spinal cord so the guy's paralyzed and then he puts his head in a microwave oven. Now I'm laughing.
See, that's good.
That's a happy end.
That's a happy end. Well, he's a horrible human being and he kills a girl in the beginning, and so it's delightful to get the bad guy.
That's the old Hollywood code, is the bad guy has to get it.
The bad guy gets it.
That's the code.
I want one of this. They only kill one wolf and I want him to kill the whole herd or pride. Need?
So there wasn't enough killing is what
pride.
You're saying.
No, it's not that there was plenty of killing pack. Of the wolves
a
get the guys.
Wolves.
Why are the wolves hunting these people?
Because
they're organized.
You want the whole plot of the movie.
Man, we have already spoiled it. It's not like it's going to change.
They're in the wilderness. A plane crashes. Because they're
alive.
In the middle. They're coming in from like Antarctica and they're flying over Alaska, and because they're way out like in an oil refinery in Alaska, it's a bunch of ragtag guys and the plane goes down, and you see, and Liam Neeson has been hired by this company to patrol the perimeter and kill wolves.
He's got a specific set of wolf skills.
He's a wolf killer. He is a wolf killer. He's got ugly fingers.
By any chance, did his DSLR camera get stolen?
when he was chasing the wolf to the parachute boat. The wolf was made to jump into a boat, and he left his camera.
The last I checked, the wolves don't make it as far south as Cabo.
Those are called coyotes.
Not yet.
So coyote.
I wish I could pull up the names of movies that this has happened, but it seems to be
everybody dies.
It seems to be a hip Hollywood trend to make these movies so dark.
Fade to black sucks.
I don't like stuff like that.
No,
I like tradition. I like tradition Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and Rob mentioned a minute ago they used to have something called the Hays Code. There was actually an official mandate for Hollywood that the bad guy had to die. The bad guy had to lose out or go to prison.
There was scandals in Hollywood. Right. The main one was the Fatty Arbuckle case, right, where he allegedly raped a girl to death.
With
and
a
Hollywood
Coca-Cola
said,
bottle.
We are going to really make things right. So they got an old Postmaster General, mm-hmm, Will Hayes,
right,
and he wrote a code that all Hollywood rules had to stick to. And there's pre-Hayes code movies that are
like
really saucy and dirty.
Like story mode.
Story,
right,
content, stuff ending, to do with relationships.
All of that.
And they stuck to it for many years.
But at the same time, when you're in a theater, and this still happens today, mm-hmm, with a modern movie, we've all been in the theater where at the very end something happens to the bad guy and the audience applauds.
Yeah.
They applaud. I mean, it's like, give us a chance. What's the matter? We having problems with that?
You turn it on.
Well, is it not on?
He can't make it go.
On, but it's not cold in here.
Well, maybe because look at what
I
is that?
Come here, come here.
What
right?
is this? What does this number say?
It was
what does this number say? It says 73 degrees.
Right. It was 76 when it started.
Yeah. Okay. So
that's
why don't you? Here we go. Here's the thought.
You want it 68 want, degrees?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do.
And is it in the air? Is it in the air conditioning mode?
Of course, it's not.
All right.
You know, I think 68, isn't 68 the definition of room temperature by chemists?
What's that?
I think 68 is the definition of room temperature.
Well, that's what I've said it to.
I feel
great. That feels marvelous.
Is it? Did you feel it come on?
Yes.
Yeah, right away.
I feel so good. I'm going to go hunt wolves.
Learn this.
Learn it.
It's really, this is.
That's you just good. Turned it off.
It's rub it on your oily head. God.
Wow. Did you find another friend for the ride yet?
Not yet.
I will. Well, don't worry about it, because I'm going to go outside of you for that.
I know. Oh.
It'll just be you.
Do you want to address that?
Well, I have the ride to Sturgis, and I got a house full of eight guys, and I'm trying to coordinate all this and get everybody to pay.
Right.
And his guy bails, and so now I'm stuck with the with the rent for the week,
yeah.
And I need to get a guy. I get,
rent
I need to get another
guy.
I need to do that, you know, because I'm fronting the money for this,
I'm
and I
sorry,
need, I need the money. God, I'm not where I used to be.
How about Annie U?
Yeah, I was going to say.
In the old days, I would have just had you all as my guests.
Annie U might be a nice addition.
Yeah. Stop it. That's really, boy.
The leather.
That'll really take me out of the entire focus
boot
on this show.
Do we have any small t-shirts we could send?
We're bringing them to the junkies tomorrow because they appreciate good swag. Because
they'll look good in those shirts.
That's true. Hey, come on, behave yourself. It's going to be a fine day.
Yeah. I'd rather have Annie, that's all.
The tour
shirt.
Continues. The tour continues tomorrow, and then...
You fill up my senses.
I don't mind telling anybody that listens to us that we have extended...
Yes.
We have extended a desire to go on the Elliot in the Morning show.
Good. Yes. Good. Nice.
They have not contacted us, and we have been responded to by the unbelievable pussies at Wash FM, who can lick my crack, my Irish crack.
You know, you are really going to get yourself right off the community events calendar.
You know, I don't give a rat's ass because they are so tightly wound over there.
Yeah.
If I can go on Diamond in the Morning, I can go on Lori and Lou to promote the motorcycle ride. But what did Lou say when he contacted you
he
again?
He sends his best.
No, oh, how nice.
He says, we cannot have Mike on, but we will announce it on the community calendar.
You know, I have never listened to 5 seconds of that radio show, so I don't know. You know, all I know is that they are highly rated.
Yes.
But do they have any time to talk? I know they do all music hours.
I think there's a lot of he sheds, she sheds type stuff because it's a man and a woman, and I think it probably comes in 14-second bursts.
Okay. You haven't listened either.
Why would I?
Has anybody in this room listened?
Not recently, no.
You really wonder, don't you, about
it's,
radio?
It's
nowadays.
On at the car wash.
Really wonder why that show is literally in the top three.
Because it's on at the dry cleaners and the car wash, that's how the ratings work now.
It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and to be fair, you're not going on there to promote yourself. You're going on there to promote a charity.
Charity.
Yeah. That's the
only
reason.
And you're not
reason.
Some jerk. And this is with all due respect for those of you that work at a foundation. The man's a broadcaster.
Perhaps they see
it's
you as...
It's not some mouthpiece for some charity.
Perhaps they see you as dangerous.
But they have examples of that.
I know. They
I will have
know
as
better.
Much fun
I'm just saying, people are silly
the
that
community
way.
Calendar.
So, you know, anyway, they're the ones, really, when you've got everybody saying yes.
I blame
yes.
the people above.
Yeah, always. Actually, rightly so, probably.
Community my ass.
So going to see the Junkies tomorrow and looking forward to that as well. And it's been fun. It's really been fun to get out and do this for the ride that's coming up on June 9th. Is that for Lori and Lou?
No, this is Annie's song.
Oh, God.
I'll send this one over to Channel 5.
See, now you've got him obsessed.
Sometimes when you linger, you know.
I like the record,
too. It's pretty.
It's just, it's really stunning to me when I could go on a major market television station and... And they don't have any issues.
Right.
And, you know, yet they're, we can't do that.
No,
we
don't know.
We can't. Because that's, That's the type of pablum that they're all about.
Right. Yeah.
There ain't one real break on that radio station.
Too much flavor.
So I'm pissed off at that, to be honest with you.
Rightly so.
You know, not that I really am all that upset, but I don't mind slamming them either.
No.
That
I do recall the last thing you said when we were making the list. You go, in studio with the Junkies, in studio with Jack Diamond. I'll drive into Channel 5. Laurie and Lou Foner.
It's true. Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, you don't want to get up in the morning and do that type of thing. And
something in the 9 o'clock hour.
the last thing I wanted to say is the fear of the day. Beginning to get a little paranoid that this flesh-eating bacteria you're hearing about is really starting to rear its head here in the United States.
Yes, it is. Well, mainly in Florida.
Yeah, and it's scaring the crap out of me.
Well, there's nothing around here.
It's not the MRSA, is it? No.
Well, I think there's been MRSA around here for years and years. You can get that in a locker room or something like that.
Well, for that, you'd have to work out.
But this is...
We were kind of joking around yesterday the kicker, because there were some thieves who got exposed to the flesh-eating virus.
You mentioned it yesterday.
But actually, there are several legitimate cases of flesh-eating bacteria victims in Florida. One woman was doing a zip line thing, and she cut her leg on
the
zip line.
That's the one that scared
her. She fell into the river, into the dirty river water, and immediately, I understand it's just extremely horribly painful, and that's one of the ways you know you have the flesh-eating virus, is if it's disproportionately painful.
And this hasn't been around, correct?
It's shown up in hospitals before, where it can often be contained, but it is often also resistant to antibiotics.
And also, it's probably been around for hundreds of years. They just didn't know what it was. They probably called it, like, the dropsy or the vapors or something.
Yeah,
but it scares me. I added it to the list.
Well, it's frightening. Fortunately, it's not contagious, so
God, I hope
it stay out of the river.
You got to get in the blood, right?
Right, yeah.
It's a cut combined with stagnant water. Not everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
It's a cut combined with stagnant water where this bacteria can live,
mm-hmm.
and if you get that perfect storm, you know, it
kind
gets into your system.
Frenchman's Bay.
Frenchman's Bay. Hey, that's salt water.
I know. It's water.
That's salt water.
Can we jet ski up there? Can you rent them?
Not. It's not a real jet ski.
You'll have to bring your own.
A little choppy, a little rocky.
It's not beachy. It's,
no,
you know what you can do?
It's rocky.
Hold on. Yeah. You can kayak up there.
Can I paddle up those paddle boats that you actually stand up on? Up there, you think?
You probably could.
You know, I mean, the surfboards you stand up on.
How's the parasailing scene?
You could do that. My brother-in-law has windsurfed up there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
But bring a wetsuit.
Yeah, it's very cold.
It is
water.
Extremely cold.
I promise you that I would go into the bay without a wetsuit.
That will not only be recorded, but that will be played on the show.
Yeah. Then I should
and
do it
I would
right
actually,
at the backyard.
I think we will have capability, hopefully, to record the show on the porch, and we will be able to get that live.
Excellent.
I think that would be a wonderful
Sweet.
Thing to do. That should be special.
I shall do that.
When we go to Maine, and I'm looking forward to it.
I want
to
see with and without the wetsuit.
Okay.
With and without the wetsuit.
How if I just leave the wetsuit on but open and sort of casual?
Yes.
Like it doesn't care.
Now you're talking,
Send
Annie.
A photo of that to Annie.
We will take a break, and when we come back, it's Wetsuits Magic Audio Vault. On the Mike O'Mara Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We would be remiss if we did not mention legendary hip-hop artist. I'm sorry, go-go artist.
Godfather of go-go.
Chuck Brown and the Soul Searchers. Everybody in D.C. knows Chuck Brown. You know this song around the world. One of his biggest, if not the biggest, hit from Chuck Brown. And a sad day for a lot of people in our nation's capital and around the world in music circles.
Good guy.
Go-go, which is D.C.'s own music. And, you know, I defy anybody in the world to not be affected by this kind of music.
Yeah, that's great.
I feel like busting loose in the evening.
That music.
And at 7:12, a great go to the bathroom record.
Oh, my God. That music is just, it's amazing. And 75 years young, Chuck Brown, no longer with us, and that's a shame. Just a very, very cool guy. I did some local commercials here in D.C.
You met him?
No, never had the pleasure.
I thought you might have met him.
Those who did said he was just a wonderful guy.
Very nice man.
Just a great guy.
So talented.
Down to earth.
Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by the life-saving courses at Northern Virginia Community College. NVCC offers CPR and first aid training. First aid training, maybe we can help you prevent that flesh-eating bacteria.
Yeah, it could have kept Chuck Brown alive.
Too soon.
Really?
You are on the highway to hell. You are on the highway to hell.
All I wanted to do is have another week with the man, Mike.
A highway with no speed limit.
You are, you know.
It's like it's a double whammy because
I know.
One, he probably doesn't like the music.
Right, right. And of then, course. No, he doesn't. No, he wouldn't make that comment if he did.
How dare you?
I know you too well now, Mr. Speedway.
I have this record. No, I have this album. Dude. And
you
I
hold
play.
The thought. Let me finish the commercial.
All right.
And then we can pick up on this.
I like music.
You can like him on Facebook at NVCCHA Training Center.
Do that.
Or click their ad on our website, Northern Virginia Community College, an American Heart Association Training Center.
Yes.
Take a class, save a life. You're a very bad person.
No, you're a bad person. Yeah, I didn't. But you're the worst. To no. say that I don't
you're
like music.
At Oscar
in the
now.
Past
Oscar
four minutes,
is the worst.
You said, as what Mike did and everybody else in this, and especially in this D.C. area and around the country, is saying that it's a loss to the yes. music world.
Like and
it really
all I
is.
Said
a,
is I'd like
tragedy.
To have him around a little longer.
Yeah, no, no. What you said was this. You said that that's a great bathroom record. So if you got to take a big dump, that's what you go and do as a DJ, and you play this record.
Well, if you feel like busting loose.
True.
He's not saying anything. That's
he
not
said,
true.
You said that, and then as soon as he talked about MRSA, you said I wish something along the lines that Chuck Brown shouldn't have died of this or something like
right,
that.
Right. Exactly.
He slandered him
I
twice.
Know. There you
no,
go.
He
twice
said
casually.
He said it
that.
Could have saved the life saving courses. Could have saved.
I said
it.
That the life saving courses.
Yeah,
could
but
have,
I just let's go
to the, I like the way you try to make it sound
let's,
legit.
Let's yeah. go to the tape.
No, there's no tape. I never.
You
I
said
never
it sarcastically,
said
and
no,
you
no.
said it like you didn't care.
No, no, I care desperately. And for someone who doesn't like music, I'm the guy who brought in that song for Chuck Brown.
Hey, he's so got face. You there. He's
no,
got you there.
Just trying to be relevant.
By the way, my father does
that's
not
hard,
recall.
I know.
My father does not recall when he friended Annie Yu.
Of course he doesn't.
And although I've not gotten his permission to announce it, he did text me this. He resigned today.
Oh my!
How many jobs?
I've lost
he felt
count.
Like busting
really?
I've lost count.
Would it be possible? Safe to say that we are in double digits in the last 10 years?
Oh yeah. And it's going to be hard to pack up because he just got himself a new hockey game. You know the classic hockey game where you spin the players and it's like you know a tabletop hockey game.
He brought that
like
into
a,
the office.
Like a foosball table,
shipped
with
to the office and it's at the office.
Oh my!
So now he's going to have to disassemble that and bring it
wait,
home.
Wait a second. Explain to me this.
Explain why my dad always seems to resign right before Memorial Day weekend so he can go job hunt on the Eastern Shore.
Is that what it is?
Of course it is.
I've said
it's,
it not
it's
a
merely
word.
A guess.
Of course it is. It's summer. Some summertime. 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 Bob Beewax. Summertime. Summertime. Summertime.
That is an amazing racket.
Yeah, oh, Bob is okay in my
he's, my hero. Yeah.
You know, there's a
no,
reason.
I don't think he's an a-hole. Yeah. I think he's an evil
no.
genius.
He
absolutely.
Is,
he's a genius.
Is, there is a level of cool.
Right.
It's one of the miracles that, that this man is his son.
Yes.
Because yeah. he's got
well,
a level
no, it's,
of cool.
That's really not a miracle. It's more of a misstep.
It's a misstep. and Bob, but what Rob did get from dear old dad, Rob knows how to play the system.
Yeah,
Rob knows
yeah,
how to
yeah.
deal. You know, if I need like somebody to call the cable company or do something, you want to go to this man because mm-hmm. he likes yeah. to do it.
Oh, he
and,
can make deals.
I think
it's funny you should bring that up
yes.
because if you open the vault.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I got a pleasure yesterday that I haven't had in a while. I got a call from a telemarketer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect
yay.
Segue.
And Robert was in the room, so I put on a little show for my son.
Oh, fantastic.
So let's go with that. I was going to go with
yes.
Fox 5 first, but let's do this first. Here's
right.
a. They wanted me to go to Hilton Head, Mike.
Yes.
Let's go to the phones.
Oh, it's
okay,
ringing.
Sorry about that. I just wanted to. I want to tape this phone call for quality assurance. Is that okay?
Perfectly fine for me.
Okay, let's start it from the top then.
Oh. And
okay,
you.
My name is Gentry. I'm calling with Spinnaker in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. Well, I've got some problems, but you probably don't want to hear about that.
Oh, well, if...
Have you ever seen an ingrown heel?
Oh, no.
I have not.
It's it
not
hurts painful. Like a bastard.
I bet. It sounds painful.
It's a variant on a flesh-eating bacteria. I picked it up when I was in the Philippines, and
yeah.
what happens is it actually manifested itself in my left foot. No, wait. My right foot, and it ate away at the flesh, but because of my metabolism, it began to regenerate in such a rate that it grew inward towards the bone.
I just want to restate.
That is awesome.
An ingrown heel.
How much?
This woman just calls out of the blue from a call list.
And she sounded like she may be a worthy adversary, but you're getting her with ingrown heel.
How many drinks?
Actually, none.
Okay.
Stone Cold Sober.
Brilliant.
Out of the gate, guns blazing.
Play away.
And it squeezes the bone, and it's almost impossible to walk on. Sometimes during the day, I just find myself walking in tight circles. It took me 3 hours to leave the mall this morning.
Do you have one of those scooters?
What?
Do you have one of those scooters? You know, those little red scooters that you can drive around?
Oh, like a Segway scooter?
Yeah, they go in.
No, I can't afford that, but I bought a bicycle, but they won't let me use it at the mall.
Oh, well, that's
it's hard to pedal anyway.
I bet. Well, the reason I've called you tonight is we are doing some live promotions in Virginia, and I have a great opportunity to bring you and your family out to Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
You know what's great? And your name is Gentry?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. I live in Virginia.
I see that. I see that. Leesburg?
Yeah, how did you know? I didn't tell you that. Let me look. No, I don't believe I told you that.
You did not tell me that. Actually, I have your address. I don't know if this is your name. I've got Carrie Stulak.
That's me.
Okay.
That's me.
If you have traveled before, or you might have people that have referred you to us, that's how we get your information.
I bet I got it from my pain in the ass neighbor.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Like you too much?
Oh, it's a woman.
Oh, she doesn't like you too much, or maybe she likes you a lot.
No, she hates me, and she's creepy. She's a big one for talking out of the window through the screen.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Based on reality.
Well, let me finish telling you here what I have.
It's always the same with her. Get out of the street. Put some pants on. She's just won't shut up. Pick up the trash. Don't touch that dog. It's just correction, correction, correction. You have no idea what it's like to be
in my... Are you interested in traveling?
I love to travel. I've never been out of my county, though.
You've never been out of your county? Well,
no.
I have a great offer for Hilton Head Island, South Carolina.
I see.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I just...
No, that's quite all right.
Itch.
What can you tell me about Hilton Head? Is that a disease?
No,
because I think my father used to suffer from Hilton Head. It's like ingrown foot, but it's of the head. We could never find him a hat.
I'm sir. Have a great day.
Hold on.
Oh.
Come back.
See, now you've gone too far.
Oh, she didn't want any more. Is that it?
My father never had Hilton Head.
I'll bet he did.
Bravo, you got time for one more. That's the rest of quickie.
Then let's go with you when you were introduced on Fox 5 this morning. You had a great moment. I just love listening to Tony when Tony laughed because he called our state theater show Body.
Body.
Yeah, and exactly. This was my favorite moment.
Sold out. The state theater. It was
great night.
And it was a great night.
It was a great night.
A little bawdy, but...
It's bawdy. Bawdy? Are we going down to the Mercantile to get some something for our vapors now? Bawdy. Boy, that's that cutting-edge language you hear on Fox 5, isn't it? Bawdy. Bawdy is fun. No. Yeah, it was a bawdy, ribald evening. Yes, we read Chaucer and fed
the
each other grapes.
That was a great segment.
It was great for existing now, as I do, in the land of the internet at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Right.
Mike O'Mara Show.com. Mike O'Mara Show.com.
Anyway, and we close with Jimmy Kimmel last night announcing that Herman Cain has in fact endorsed Mitt Romney.
And then today, Herman Cain endorsed Mitt Romney after previously endorsing Newt Gingrich. But Cain's endorsement is actually an important one, maybe even more important than President Bush, because as goes Herman Cain, so go the other two black Republicans in America.
And that, Mike, that is your magic audio ball.
We will take a break and come back with Buzz and News right after this, everybody. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. Without further ado, let's get him in here. The man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank. Take it away, Buzz.
Thank you, Mike. And we're brought to you today by Netflix. It's not too late to catch up on Lilyhammer and the other great, believe it or not, original shows they offer there. Catch up on your already favorite TV shows and movies. Only with Netflix, where you can instantly watch shows and movies on almost any device as often as you like for just $7.99 a month for 30 days, 30 days free.
30 days, Jerry!
30 days. Click the Netflix ad on our website.
How good was that restaurant we ate at yesterday?
Incredible. Incredible.
Where was it?
Hidden away.
A lawyer buddy of mine downtown tells me about this place that's been in back of my bank.
Uh-huh.
And this is where, you know, the what school you go to, you know, stay in my neighborhood. It doesn't,
right.
You know, and it looked to me like it was a Salvadoran or perhaps
from
but,
the outside.
But a very, there are certain ethnic restaurants that say, come in, everybody. And then there are certain ones that look from the outside like perhaps sketchy. It just caters to the specific community.
They're right. People.
So that's right. But the fact is, you know, you don't want to go in a place where you don't feel like, you know, they're catering to you. That, and, you know, I should realize restaurants cater to everybody.
Right. Especially here.
I mean, really. And so, but this place, because this place, I thought, well, that's just a community restaurant and I'm not part of that community. And this guy says it's fantastic. Buzz and I go have lunch there yesterday, and it was off the
Cuban
hook.
Sandwiches, as good as I've had, the best I've had since Key West.
Absolutely.
I mean, really,
oh, man.
Every
single item of food that we had was incredible.
Oscar would love it with Cuban
and
sandwiches.
And you know what? And I've forgotten the goddamn name.
Gunnies.
Gunnies.
G-U-N-N-I apostrophe
Gunnies. S. Gunnies. Fantastic. Yeah. It was
my
good.
Father just texted back. He says, have fun talking about my resignation. Use the bullet ricochet sound effect, because that's how fast he's leaving.
All right. Hey, Bob, we're really, really, turn me up nice and loud.
Yeah.
We're very glad to have you with us, Bob Spiewak. And listen, I know you've only been, how long has he been there?
I don't know, 20 weeks?
3 weeks.
20 weeks?
Yeah.
I know you've only been here 20 weeks, but we were wondering, your workload, if you could absorb the...
no.
Bob?
Bob.
See ya. Hey, Bob. Could someone from Human Services personnel go down and tell Bob Spiewak that today is the first day over 80 degrees?
Yeah. Bob, you know, Memorial Day is right around the corner.
Bob? Bob.
We're delighted to have you with us. Now,
that is
awesome. We've got several projects that will begin in the summer, Bob. And, and where'd he go? His desk has already been cleaned out.
I don't know, but up to now, everything's been great.
Nice hockey table, though.
Oh, yeah, great.
Fantastic. First, the news you can use.
Great.
In bed. Americans seem to be opting for better sleep over better sex. More and more of us are buying memory foam mattresses, which just don't move like a traditional mattress. Memory foam mattresses have, in the last 8 years, gone from 14% of the market to 20%, even though 2 out of 5 memory foam owners say they're not so great for the beast with two backs.
They ought to change the name. Instead of memory foam, call it memory goo.
Oh, what's with you?
That's not going to help. And about your shoes. If you bought Skechers Shape-Ups, you got taken, according to the government. Ooh. The Federal Trade Commission has just strong-armed Skechers into paying a $40 million fine for false claims it's made about how the shoes can help you lose weight, develop a tighter butt, give you stronger abs and legs, even a healthier heart.
Are those the round ones on the bottom?
On the back, yeah.
Right.
Funny, they don't look shoeish.
That really, I remember that product.
That's
after, everybody was wearing those.
Advertised on the Super Bowl. And gee, the claim had so much credibility when it was pitched by Kim Kardashian.
What? You know, excuse me.
Okay.
Sorry.
RJ, we got
here's Broadcast 101. This is Broadcast 101.
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I'm hosting the show. You hand that up, and I was going to lay it on, and then you couldn't stand it. You had to share it with the rest of the class. We have breaking news.
Apparently so.
We have breaking news.
I haven't confirmed it.
We haven't confirmed it. We'll let Buzz confirm it. I don't want to make the announcement until we're sure about that. But anyway, so calm down, everybody.
All right. We were talking about the shoes for a minute, and the claims about these shoes had so much credibility since the claims were presented by Kim Kardashian. the shoes sold for up to $100 a pair.
I think my wife may...
She has them.
Own a pair. Does she have them?
Yeah.
Wow. That's amazing.
How do you know?
Funny, you know that.
Yeah.
Well, oh, my God. How do you know about that? Oscar?
I ate house sat for like, I think, 10 days.
And he was going through all her personal effects.
You weren't wearing them, were you?
I'm a shoe guy.
I saw him running around saying, look, I'm married to Mike.
I hate it, Chrissy.
You hear this upstairs on the second floor. You hear this.
Life is so good in America.
Yeah, that's what happened. And about your coffee, one day they say it's bad for you, one day they say it's good, and then we cycle through it all again. The latest study by the National Cancer Institute says drinking 6 cups a day can actually prolong your life a bit, especially for women, for whom it reduces the risk of death by 15%. It's 10% for men.
I wonder sometimes how they get those statistics.
I don't know.
Why can't they say 6 cups of booze?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's just as valid.
I still think booze. You know why? Preservative.
Exactly.
That's exactly what
I have been studies that say not just wine, but even straight hard liquor in the right amount, you know, not too little, not too much, can actually be helpful.
I don't know of this too much. Tell me of this too much.
Yeah,
we don't
is
count.
Is it confirmed?
Yes, it's confirmed.
Okay, it is
lay it
confirmed.
On us, Buzz.
Thank you for alerting us, RJ. We've received word that singer Donna Summer has passed. We hope to get more details for you shortly.
63 years old.
Heavy duty day in music. Two African-American legends in America. Right. Donna Summer and Chuck Brown within the same 24-hour
period.
Great
Donna Summer. Great, great voice.
Unlike Chuck Brown, never got the pleasure of interviewing her, I did interview Donna Summer.
Right.
And she was fun. Yes. And she was incredible. And
very talented.
When I was in the 1980s as a club DJ... Let me tell you something, baby. Mm-hmm. There was nothing.
Love to love you, baby.
She propped us up in the world of club DJs during the disco era. She's the queen of disco.
Right.
She was. But not, you know, and everybody can argue with what they will about disco, but you really can't argue with this voice. Wow.
Yeah.
That's very sad. Very, very sad.
Donna Summer dead at 63.
Cancer.
She was ill.
Yeah. Did anyone know about that?
Friggin' disease.
No. First I heard of it.
That's the first I've heard of it. God, that sucks.
That does suck. That's a bummer.
But speaking of cancer, the Cancer Institute talking about the coffee, they say it's not any magical ingredient in the coffee. They say it's the psychological soothing and social interaction that come with coffee drinking.
So now they're just making stuff up.
See, that just sounds like a big pile of crap to me.
It is a study, a legitimate study, in that they compared people who drank coffee to people who didn't, and they found the people who drank coffee lived longer. They went to see why, and they couldn't find a chemical reason, so they have presumed that it's psychological.
Mark Ronick, age 92.
And it has a calming influence.
Right. You crave it. People say, I can't do anything until I've had my first cup of coffee. They have that coffee, they feel better.
I do love it. I love coffee.
And feeling better makes you healthier.
And I don't drink it because it gives me migraine headaches.
Right.
That's one of my triggers for migraine headaches. Right. And you get migraines. That could be a trigger for you, too.
It could be. But I also, I've heard that caffeine will help.
Caffeine. I got migraines even when I would drink decaf.
Wow.
What about 5-hour energy?
5-hour energy I've never tried because I don't want my heart to explode.
And it has a lot of caffeine.
Thank you.
Caffeine.
And about your money, J.P. Morgan Chase is now the target of an FBI investigation after the Wall Street banking giant lost $3 billion.
Well, that's a lot.
What its CEO is at one point called a silly mistake. On Monday, stockholders rewarded that mistake by granting the CEO a $23 million compensation package. Sounds about right.
Wow.
Because it's usually considered bad journalism, I try to avoid using the word I when I read a story I've written, but I screwed up when I reported this week that the George Zimmerman case won't be tried in the press and the public. Oh, it will. It is.
Mm-hmm.
I reported that based on claims from both the prosecution and the defense that they would hold back from the press and public key evidence in that second-degree murder case. And then came news yesterday, perhaps you heard it, about injuries on George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin that would seem to support Zimmerman's claim of self-defense. Of course, those injuries could be unrelated or self-inflicted, and it should be noted that all of the injuries were minor. There's also evidence Zimmerman chased Martin, even after police had told him to stop. So try the case in your head if you like, but none of us have all the available information yet.
We'll have to wait and see.
Yep.
You may recall from yesterday's report, John Boehner going off about the debt ceiling, a subject not due to come up till after the election. The president told lawmakers in his meeting at the White House yesterday, Obama don't play that. The president says he will not allow.
Did he actually say that?
No, I kind of paraphrased there. But
I think it'd be great if he said
that. It's essentially what he said.
Obama don't play that.
The president, that's Boehner. The president says he will not allow a replay of last summer's debt ceiling drama that nearly put the country into default and absolutely did lower our credit rating.
It was another summer that my father resigned.
Yeah, he's down on the Eastern Shore.
Legal on his toes and sending out resumes.
At least we know where to find him.
Damn them. Man, oh man. All right, it's summer.
There goes Bob.
And a surprising new poll from Fox News gives Obama a solid lead over Mitt Romney. This is from Fox News, 46% to 39%. Fox News had them tied in their polling just 3 weeks ago.
Did you vote, Bob? Yep. Oh, hey, listen, I wanted to ask you. There he goes again.
And finally.
Amazing. Such speed.
Mm-hmm. Finally, day before yesterday in Ballston, New York, a naked woman, a reasonably attractive, completely naked woman, walked into a convenience store and greeted people. And then she walked into a lumber company, make up your own wood jokes, and told an employee to have a good day. She asked another employee for the time, since she wasn't wearing a watch or anything else. And then she left. By the time police caught up with her, she was fully clothed. They arrested her anyway for public lewdness and had their psychiatrist interview her. They found that she has absolutely no mental health issues and that she was completely sober when she did it. She says she was just making a statement about freedom, which is ironic since she's facing up to 90 days without any.
Oh,
I'm
man.
Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Cappy, cappy, cappy.
Yeah, settle
what
down,
is she
lady.
Up to?
I don't understand.
Wild
that.
Woman.
Our show today was brought to you by Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. MikeO'MaraShow.com will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. And tomorrow on our bonus show, yes. For some of you, you're going to be able to hear that live. It's all about feuds.
Feuds.
Feuds. Feuds from your childhood. Feuds from your career. Feuds with people that were unreasonable to you. Feuds with people you were unreasonable to yourself. So if you like feuds and you like conflict and you like all that kind of crap, you bastards.
Yeah.
We'll be doing that on the bonus hour. Rest in peace, Chuck Brown.
Safe home, Donna Summer.
Really, yes. Both of them. Wow. Two music legends. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Ciao, ciao. Thank you.